You're listening to SBS News.
Tributes have been pouring in from all sides of politics for Kimberley Kitching after the announcement of her death on Thursday night. The Victorian Labor Senator passed away from a sudden heart attack in Melbourne at age just 52. Labor frontbencher Bill Shorten and his wife were close friends of Miss Kitching and were among the first to be informed of her death. Mr. Shorten told ABC News Radio that Miss Kitching was a serene intellect, fierce politician and loyal comrade.
She's a friend first and foremost. She's a very warm person. She could light up a room. She could talk to anyone. She used to represent health workers, but she could sit down and talk to anyone from any walk of life. And she was a human rights advocate. She was fierce about dictatorships and autocracies around the world. And sometimes that can ruffle feathers. And to Australians, I'd say she was a senator who was a conviction politician, and she wouldn't cut the cloth of her views to suit the fashion of the day.
In an emotional address, Mr. Shorten acknowledged that the stress of the Senate pre-elections would have taken a toll on Miss Kitching's health.
I supported her interest in politics, and you can never dial forward and predict back what's going to happen. But you do wonder if she would have been better off never going near politics. But you don't know, and so all you can do is think about the good things.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has added his respects, telling Radio 2GB that her passing was a total shock to the Labor family.
She was very vivacious. Her personality, she lit up a room, which is why it is sad to lose anyone, but to lose someone who was so full of life adds to the shock, I think, that people are feeling this morning.
Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles described Senator Kitching to the Nine Network as a fierce advocate who had a clear sense of right and wrong.
She was lively, she was fun to be with, and she is a loss to us, obviously. She's a loss to the Senate, she's a loss to the country, and I just, you know, I can't stop thinking about Andrew, her husband. I mean, the sadness, I mean, the tragedy for him is unspeakable.
Senator Kitching was born in Brisbane before moving to Melbourne in 1995. She was a lawyer, Melbourne City Councillor and union leader before she made the jump to federal politics in Canberra. A member of the Senate since 2016, Miss Kitching was one of the driving forces for Australia to adopt Magnitsky-style laws, allowing the country to introduce targeted sanctions against foreign officials who committed human rights abuses. Those laws, which were passed last year, are now being used by the federal government to impose sanctions on prominent Russian oligarchs in response to the war on Ukraine. Bill Browder, the head of the Global Magnitsky Justice Campaign in the US, has paid tribute to Miss Kitching on social media, saying she was a fierce warrior who never stood down or was intimidated by the evil regimes she advocated against. Politicians from all persuasions have been praising the Victorian senator for her unwavering advocacy and effervescent personality. Liberal Senator Bridget McKenzie told the ABC she is greatly shocked and saddened by the news.
I'd consider Kimberley a friend. She was such an intelligent, irreverent woman and senator and a fierce patriot for our country. So she'll be much missed. You know, just the raft of politicians of all sides of politics who are paying her respect this morning. She was truly unique.
Defence Minister Peter Dutton told the Nine Network that Senator Kitching was a dear friend of his also, and her passing is a great loss to the country.
You know, we talk sometimes about the good and bad on both sides of politics. Well, Kimberley was one of the very best, and she was just one of those people, vivacious, incredibly intelligent, as you point out. She was a real hawk on national security matters, and I think the Parliament will miss her. I think our country's poorer for her passing.
Senator Kitching is survived by her husband, Andrew Landy-Yu. Brooke Young, SBS News.